this episode, we travel back to the year 1992. Bill Clinton had just been elected president. Hurricane Andrew devastated South Florida. The Georgia Dome construction was completed. Wayne's World, Unforgiven, and Lethal Weapon 3 were some of the top movies of that year. Nirvana, Pearl Jam, and a returning Unplugged performance from Eric Clapton were some of the highlights from the rock world. You know, the great Chet Atkins once said about country music in the early 90s, quote, "The music has gotten really bad. I think it's all that damn line dancing." On this episode of the podcast, we dissect the lyrical content of one of the biggest hits in country music in the 1990s. Brooks and Dunn's smash hit, The Boot Scootin' Boogie. Now I would like to make something very clear. I come off very critical of the song in this episode, and I guess that's a fair analysis of the lyrics anyway. The truth is, I enjoyed the song as much as the next kid when it came out. Hell, I even had a Boot Scootin' Boogie t-shirt back in 92. I just want to make it clear, I'm not diminishing Brooks and Dunn's talent or their spectacular music career. I think they're one of the greatest duos in the history of country music. Millions of people have been influenced and enjoyed their music over the last, hell, almost 30 years. So I would just like to make it clear that I am a fan of their music. All right, let's have some fun and dive into the Boot Scootin' Boogie. Out in the country, past the city limits. 1991.
I was six.
You were six. I was nine. So it affected me a little differently. Plus, you were in Japan.
Yeah.
I was here in the great state of Alabama. So the country folks were digging this tune.
Okay.
91, Brooks and Dunn debuted. You know Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah.
How you feel about them?
I like them.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Well, in 1991, their debut album was entitled Brand New Man. Well, the debut album sold over 6 million copies. That is equivalent to the population, the current population, of the state of Tennessee. Now,
there's only 6 million people in Tennessee?
6.6 million, to be exact.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought they had more.
I was one of those 6 million people who bought this album. I had it on a cassette.
A cassette.
Yeah. It logged many hours on my Walkman. You even remember Walkman?
Yes, I had a Walkman.
Well, 5 out of the 10 songs were top 10 hits on this album. 4 of them were number ones. The interesting thing also is that either Kix Brooks or Ronnie Dunn wrote or co-wrote every song on the album.
Yeah.
So Brooks and Dunn, they were legit. They weren't just flash in the pan, you know, studio creations or whatnot, even though they didn't play any instruments on the album. This video on YouTube has 39 million views. All these years later, people are still listening and watching this crap. So anyway, I remember seeing this video in the McDonald's for the first time on the way to the beach. I think it's...
You saw it in McDonald's?
Yeah, they had a video screen in there. They had
like music videos?
Yeah, like back when CMT just played straight videos all the time.
Ah.
Yeah, so here we go. Boot Scootin' Boogie.
People are not dancing to the... to the beat.
Keep in mind what I told you, too, about these guys did not play any of the instruments on the album. Kix Brooks started something that I absolutely hate, and that's dancing with a guitar and not playing it.
Oh, they're not playing it?
No. Look, they're not even plugged in. They're electric guitars.
Maybe they are hooked up to the Wi-Fi.
There was no Wi-Fi in 91. Watch them. No, not even cables. They don't even have cables plugged to the guitar.
Oh.
Now, granted, when I was 9 years old, this didn't bother me.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you, had you not pointed out to me,
it
and I'm How old am I? 30?
You're 33, but it's
sometimes forget my age.
It's a musician thing. Most people don't notice it, really.
Bootsy Boogie.
All the money that was made off of this song. And it is, it's a terrible song.
Is it?
Yeah. When we get finished watching this, I'm going to let you read the lyrics of it. And see what you think. Just take your time with it and see what you think as far as... do you know what a do-si-do is?
It's a dance. Or a cookie. A Girl Scout cookie.
Have you ever seen anybody do the do-si-do?
Yeah, you put your arm around each other and go around in circles.
Is that something exciting enough to write a song like this about?
Honey, it rhymes. It paid the bills.
It did pay the bills. Big time.
Being a hater.
I am being a hater because they've got so much good material. And this is probably their most popular song they ever had. And it's the worst song maybe that they ever recorded.
But why do you think it's bad? Because they're gyrating?
I think it's fun.
Have you seen Dwight gyrate?
I have.
I'd rather watch them.
Wow. That's intense. You know, there's a lot of older ladies that... What do you know about the boot scootin'? Do you remember much about it?
Well, I know there's a lot of line dancing going on with the boot scootin' boogie. I mean, everybody was out there doing the line dancing and hooping and a hollering. All them little cowgirls out there trying to get with it.
Yeah, all them brush popper shirts and all that silly looking
That's
stuff.
That's right, man. Just through the red strokes, you know what I'm saying?
I feel, and I was talking to Crystal early about this, I feel this is probably their worst song and probably made them more money than any of the rest of their songs ever did.
You're probably right.
I mean...
It's definitely a crossover there, you know, where they were playing it every damn hour on the hour.
And it's... Even knowing it's a bad song, it's still fun to listen to.
Oh, yeah. It's real fun to listen to. You can see all kinds of stuff on the video, can't you?
Yeah, we're about to watch this video here. Now, this was released in, I believe, early 92. The album came out in 91.
Right.
This was their fourth single, and it was their fourth consecutive number one hit. So it was legit, you know.
Right.
And 6.6 million people have bought this album.
Wow.
Since its release. That's the same population as the current population of Tennessee now.
That's crazy.
That's how many people have bought this album.
Hey, there's a lot of...
39 million views on YouTube.
That's crazy.
For the boot scootin' boogie. I have nothing I'll ever do that will compete with the boot scootin' boogie, no matter whether it's good or bad or ugly. That's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
If you really think about it.
Yeah, that's really getting over on a shitty song. You know what I'm saying?
They took it next level.
Yeah, they did.
We're going to check it out, though. You ready to check out this video?
Let's see old Brooks and Dunn one time.
And do it, you know, just give me your thoughts as we go along.
Yeah, man, we can do it. Check it out one time.
We got a little ad here coming on.
Oh, ad.
We'll mute that.
YouTube got to make a little money, you know. They won't give it to us, but they want to make it.
39 million views. You imagine how much money they've made off this video?
At least $39.
Woo!
Oh, hell, rolling in the Ford, baby.
That flare side, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was.
In the back of the truck. You don't see that no more.
Nah, either. You go to jail now, Fred.
One thing these guys started that I don't like is they dance around with their guitars and they ain't plugged up.
Yeah, I've seen that too, man.
Old Kicks was bad about that.
Yeah, they won't go out in the crowd and pick like he had it was plugged in. I know you're talking about.
Even though they wrote or co-wrote every song on their album, they only sang on it. They didn't play any instruments on that.
Wow. Little did you know, ain't it?
Yeah. They got $4,000 worth in them two guitars there, but they ain't doing nothing.
They don't even know what the hell they're doing. They just up there strumming it, ain't they?
Strutting.
Hell.
Strutting that ass.
They strutting that ass, ain't they? All the way down to damn New Hope. Look at them.
And Ronnie always just stood there and kicks, yeah, acting like he was having a fit.
Yeah, he tries to dance a little bit like Dwight Yoakam a little bit.
A little bit.
But he ain't got that swag, does
he? No, he ain't got it.
He ain't got that swag. Them damn hats.
Did you know that, like, a year or two before this, both of these guys were solo artists signed, and they couldn't do nothing with them? They both put out debut albums, and they flopped. And the record company took these two guys that had never met each other, stuck them together, and said, hey, we're going to put y'all out as a duo and see if this works. And if it don't, bye.
Man, that's almost like Milli Vanilli.
Yeah.
But they sung.
Yeah, these guys actually are talented.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I mean, I give them a hard time for this song, but Brooks and Dunn are...
Yeah, they put out quality music over the years, but I'm right there with you. This song right here is a dud. But 39 million views. What are the housewives of America doing with themselves?
It's a dud.
And the drunkards at night by the damn jukebox gonna turn this shit on and go boot scooting one more time.
All these years later, too. 27 years.
27 damn boot scooting years.
Still boot scooting.
Damn it, boy.
Oh, man.
What the hell's going on in the world?
I don't know, brother.
They need to remake it, don't they?
They might as well put it back out.
Let's update the son of a bitch.
I guarantee you Florida Georgia Line could put it out. They'd have them a big old hit on it.
It'd be back on the damn top.
Oh,
shit, far.
Lord have mercy.
It's a fairly serious video, though.
I think they was using the green screen.
Looks like they was. Oh, well, Brooks there, he kind of looked like old Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah, he did. Remember, they did a video together.
Yeah, they did a video,
before.
And if I'd known they was up there playing without music, then hell, Dale should have just been in the band.
He might as well. Kix never toted his weight in that duo anyway.
No.
He might have had, well, he had one hit off, it was called Lost and Found off that first record.
Uh-huh.
It went to number six, which is good. Yeah. I mean, fuck, everybody would be happy with that.
Right.
But I think that song, You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone, was his hit.
That was it, wasn't it?
That was his
I do really like that song.
Yeah. That was off the third album, Waiting on Sundown, which was a good record.
Yeah. They won a bunch of damn awards for their music.
They was legit, man.
But, you know, the Boot Scootin' Boogie is definitely not one of my favorite Brooks and Dunn songs.
Nah, but I'm not going to turn it off if it's on.
You go let her play.
I let it play, man.
Let it play.
Out in the country past the city limit sign, there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, music, women and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go. Good job, I work hard for my money. Quit the time, I hit the door running. I fire up the pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway, through that hideaway. Stuck out in the woods to do the boot scoot boogie. Heel toe, do-si-do, come on baby, let's get boot scoot.
Out in the country, so I can kind of, I mean, yeah, we used to go out to like the coal mine pits and like
boot scoot.
We would everybody would like put their truck you know, light, or park them in kind of a circle and all the lights.
Well, this is good.
Be turned on, and then you get out in the middle and just.
Well, yeah. Well, I needed some perspective from somebody who maybe was familiar with boot scooting.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign. I feel like I'm reading like a Christmas story. Well, there's a honky-tonk near the county line. There is. In between the Walker and Jefferson County line, there's a, I called, well, I won't tell you what I called it, but there's a place that's like two trailers mushed together, and they cut out the middle wall, and that was like a happening bar. So yeah. That was a honky-tonk.
We had one called the Crow's Nest in Calera.
Yeah, it was close. Anyway, and I got super drunk there one night after I graduated from college, and it was terrible. Anyway, okay, let me start. Out in the country, past the city limit sign, well, there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. I messed that kind of part up, but anyway. They got whiskey. There really needs to be a comma here.
Mm-hmm.
Whiskey, comma, women, comma, music, comma, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boot, scoot, and boogie. I've got a good job. Amen. I work hard for my money. Me too. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. Amen. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. That's how I hear it. I go flying down the highway to that hideaway stuck out in the woods to do the boot scoop boogie. Yeah, heel toe, do-si-do. Come on, baby. Let's go boot scooting. Oh, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're going to boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, boot scootin' boogie.
How hard is it to not have that melody in your head whenever you're reading these lyrics?
Well, when you can tell my age, because when it says, oh, get down, turn around, go to town, I think someone's going to twerk.
Exactly.
The bartender asks me, son, what'll it be? I want a shot at that redhead yonder looking at me.
Oh, my gosh.
The dance floor's hopping, and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws, in-laws, crooks, and straights all making it shake. And that's kind of doing the boot scootin' boogie. Yeah, heel toe do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go boot scootin'. Oh, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're gonna boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, boot scootin' boogie. I said, get down, turn around, go to town, boot scootin' boogie. I don't really think this is the worst.
You don't think this is the
worst song? No. What was that one song Jamie Johnson did?
A honky tonk, but donkey don't.
I think that's way worse.
That was Trace Atkins who actually recorded it, but Jamie Johnson
wrote it.
Well, yeah, that's a terrible song, but I'm just...
I think it's way more terrible than that. I think this is fine.
You think this is fine for what
people
it is?
People really did it in the 90s.
They really did. It was so popular. You know that Dollar Movie Theater in Hoover?
Mm-hmm.
That was a line dancing club called, I think it was called Ropers. And they actually had this on Fox 6. Back in the early
90s. Where people would, like, go boot, scoot, boogie.
They had a show that they would just show people dancing to these silly songs.
Why does it fire you up so much?
Well, I think that the reason why it rubs me so wrong is because I hear people talk all this crap about country music now, and I do, too. I don't like Florida Georgia Line and some of these other bands that are doing this.
Secretly love that.
This gimmicky type country, you know?
Yeah.
And... I and a lot of people romanticize the music from way back when, 70s, 80s, even the 90s. But there were some gimmicks going on back then. I mean, the boot scootin' boogie is right there with some of these silly
songs. You think
songs.
It rubs you wrong because, like you said, you romanticize about certain, like, you it, feel like, you know, with Waylon and all them, it just...
Well, I think that... the thing that bothers me the most about it is that out of the five songs that were hits on this album,
mm-hmm.
This is the worst one.
In your opinion.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. If we went and we're not going to take the time to read the lyrics of those other songs, they're well-written songs. There's no gimmicky, dancey type, achy, breaky heart type feel. Because this is exactly in that vein.
And I like achy, breaky heart.
This is in the vein of Watermelon Crawl.
But that's...
That's what...
I think you just don't like it because it's not... I don't know.
No, I'm just...
Did Waylon not have a gimmicky song?
I guess the only song that would be considered that way would be the theme from the Dukes of Hazzard's, Just the Good Old Boys, Never Meaning No Harm. But it still wasn't nothing like this. I mean, it was just attached to something that was goofy.
Yeah.
No, I don't think Waylon had anything that was... goofy like that.
You know, they probably put it on this album because that's what was hooking people in. And if this was their debut album, they needed to be able to capture people that liked the true to the genre and then also...
Well, to their credit, too, the way they were handled and the management and everything, mm-hmm. they had three number one songs before they released this song. So at least they didn't come out of the gate with this, because if they would have came out of the gate with this, I think they would have been Billy Ray Cyrus. They would have been one hit wonder.
The 27th Annual Academy of Country Music Award.
And the top vocal duet is... Brooks and Dunn.
This is the last thing I expected. I'm not kidding. First
of all, we'll take it.
Boot scooting buggy.
You see what I'm talking about now? When you really look at it, when you look at these lyrics, it's hard to understand how all these people bought this damn song, man. I know I got a weird mind, but I look at these songs without the music sometimes, and I'm just like, what in the hell is going on, man?
They was definitely drinking that night when they wrote this.
Now we get to the chorus, and that's when things really get deep.
Well, it gets real serious. Yeah, heel to toe, do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go boot scooting. On Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're going to boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town. Boot scooting buggy.
Now, the do-si-do, have you ever seen anybody do the do-si-do?
Man, I hadn't done the do-si-do since I was in eighth grade when we did the daggone square dancing for a grade, actually.
Now, there was somebody, now I can't remember which one of them. I think it was actually Ronnie Dunn that wrote this song.
Uh-huh.
He thought so much of the do-si-do that he had to write a song about it. I ain't never been that excited about the do-si-do.
About a do-si-do?
No. I don't see it. I hadn't either.
Well, we got to get the, heel toe, do-si-do one time. Get out there, turn around, and go to town and boot scooting buggy. I said, get down, turn around, go to town, boot scooting buggy. Oh, yeah, get down, turn around, go to town, boot scooting buggy.
That's it.
That's her.
That's it.
Woo! I tell you one daggone thing. Them boys right there were tuned in on that, weren't they? What would make a man want to come up with some lyrics like that?
Well, the song, I believe it was in 1990, was actually recorded first by Asleep at the Wheel. Have you ever Asleep at the Wheel?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The Texas Swing Band or whatever. Yeah. And apparently, Ronnie Dunn had been playing a lot of, like, dance halls and honky-tonks and shit like that on his way up.
Oh, okay.
And that's what inspired this song, because he was seeing all these people dancing. Like, I think he played a lot in Texas and Oklahoma, which had the big dance halls and stuff, even before the line dancing craze took off. So he might have wrote this song a few years prior to it being released.
Right.
And it just happened to be excellent timing with a lot of gimmicky line dancing songs coming out.
Man, it was Achy Breaky Heart. And
you can name them almost. You think about it. Achy Breaky Heart, Boot Scootin' Boogie. What's another good one? Watermelon Crawl.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, they was all out there, Watermelon Crawl.
And like I said, if you step back from the recordings of these songs, which we've heard thousands and thousands of times, and just read the lyrics, your mind will be blown that these guys made all this money off of these damn songs, because they are
cheesy.
Cheesy is an understatement. And what brought this on, the reason why I kind of wanted to go back and, you know, visit these songs is because I grew up on the 90s country. I really, really enjoyed it and loved it. And there are really good songs on this album alone. Mm-hmm. I mean, Brand New Man and My Next Broken Heart.
Right.
And the damn Neon Moon.
Neon Moon's a damn good.
Ooh, that's good stuff, man.
That is good.
But they had some cheese on this one.
Yeah.
And I, the reason why I was going back to revisit it, like I was saying, though, is like, I'm as bad as the next person at criticizing new country music on the radio and some of the direction that they're taking and all that.
Right.
But a lot of that direction
was brought on by this song right here.
When them record executives saw all the money that came in on the Boot Scootin' Boogie and Achy Breaky Hearts and all that, here we are.
Damn it, boy. sad shape, ain't it?
Anyway, I appreciate your 2 cents on that, brother.
Hey, man, no problem. Well, let's do some more.
We might do the watermelon crawl. Oh, you think? I want to thank my wife for stopping by on this episode. And as usual, she kind of makes me think about things in a different way. I was going pretty hard on Brooks and Dunn on this one, and, you know, probably not all deserved. Yeah, the song is silly, but the truth of the matter is that it's had a positive effect on millions of people, really. I'm sure a lot of hard-working people that had some rough work weeks and whatnot got out there on the weekends and, you know, did a little boot scooting to get rid of some of those problems that they encountered throughout their work week. So Ronnie Dunn did a fine job making a good timing line dancing song here. So yeah, my wife obviously enjoyed the song, and she has a different view, I guess you would say, when it comes to music. She still has the pure view of just enjoying music for fun, and sometimes I let my songwriter side get in the way of me just enjoying music for just what it is, just good time in music. And if it's dance music, pop music, country music, whatever, I sometimes am just a little bit too critical, and it kind of halters, you know, music being fun for me. And I need to work on that and just enjoy the music for what it is. And also want to thank my good buddy Law Tide for stopping by on this episode and giving his 2 cents. I really enjoyed discussing it with him, and I thought we had a really good time down here dissecting the Boot Scootin' Boogie. Now, On the way out here, I want to go out with a fine cover of the Boot Scootin' Boogie. And this lady right here is Maddie Lee. And her version of this can be found on YouTube. And I do believe I'm saying her name right. That's Maddie Lee on YouTube, Boot Scootin' Boogie. She has got herself a guitar player and a mandolin player on this cover. And it's good stuff, man. I went through just listening to some of the people who have been influenced by Brooks and Dunn, and this is definitely one of the best covers on YouTube, and it's only been up a couple of weeks, so y'all head on over and check it out. Here's Maddie Lee. Thank y'all for listening to the podcast. You can check me out, joshporter08.com, or the Hillbilly Luchador podcast on iTunes, or joshporter08.com.
Josh Porter 08. Josh Porter.